You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Our KFUO Church of the Week is St. Paul's Lutheran Church and School in De Pere, Missouri. We'll chat about their invitation to you to join them for special events for this season in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining us today, Cantor Matthew Gerhardt of St. Paul's Lutheran Church and School in De Pere, Missouri. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We always enjoy chatting with you about music and all the exciting things going on at St. Paul's in De Pere. And one of the regular traditions that happens at St. Paul's De Pere is a special service around the Christmas season, Advent Christmas season, and that is lessons and carols. How long has this been a tradition? And I know it might have had a different name in the past, but how long has this been a tradition at St. Paul's?
It's been a tradition for quite a while. I need to look up the exact date it started, but I know it's certainly since the early 1990s.
I guess that would be a while at this point. The 90s weren't that long ago, were they?
Fair enough.
Depends on who you ask.
Anyway, just had a brief moment of, I don't know what year it is. Let's talk about what is Lessons and Carols? What is the history of this tradition?
Sure. Lessons and Carols, it sort of started at Truro Cathedral with the bishop there, but it's really been made famous by the broadcast from King's College in Cambridge, the famous Christmas Eve broadcast every year. But it's a series of, in its original form, 9 lessons, each followed by carols that sort of represent them. But the lessons tell the whole narrative of Christianity, really, beginning with the fall. There are the prophecies, Jesus' birth, and Epiphany, and finally ending with the beautiful first chapter of John's Gospel.
So it's a service of lessons, scripture readings, lessons, and carols. Tell us about what make up the carols that are part of this special service.
Sure. So we have some congregational hymns. The congregation gets to join in at several points, but also some choir anthems, you might call them at other times. We call them carols during this season just for fun.
What are some examples of some of the songs, the carols that coincide with each of the readings? I know there's typically kind of like a theme for each of the carols. I know I have my favorites from singing over the years.
We all have our favorites.
Of course.
Each of the carols responds to the lessons. And so for the Advent and the fall and looking forward, we're starting with a couple of verses of the Brahms motet, O Savior, Rend the Heavens Wide, which is a new one for us this year, which I'm particularly excited about. Just the first couple of verses. The whole thing is a little bit too long this year. And then there are other things. We have some jaunty ones like Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day by John Gardner, always a favorite.
That is jaunty. That's appropriate.
And a setting of On This Day by Stewart. And so lots of things like that, but there are also some more meditative things. One of the highlights of the St. Paul's service of lessons and carols is it's a bit more meditative and drawing us out of the busyness, the hustle and bustle of the season into sort of a quiet and calm. But there are lots of favorite congregational hymns that we'll sing to. O Come All Ye Faithful always features, and this year we're adding some other Advent hymns that may be a little bit less familiar but really respond to the lessons. But our hymn of the month is From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. That's a great St. Paul's tradition, but that will be bookending the service as well. But for many, the real highlight is singing Silent Night by Candlelight at the end.
What does it look like in your office or your study when you are working on the plans for this? Dare I ask, are you working on next year's already?
I'm not yet working on
this. When do the preparations for this begin for you?
Well, almost as soon as we're done, I think, we should have done that. Mm-hmm. And so that's when it starts in my head. But my office itself is a disaster. There's music everywhere. I was looking through and seeing it. It's very difficult to choose what will go into each service because there's so many things to choose from and so many wonderful texts and settings to sing. But it really does begin almost immediately afterwards. What should we be looking at for next year and what could we plan? What did I miss this year that needs to happen next year?
Okay, so you're just sitting in a array of selections of music in your office and picking out based on what you did this year and thinking about it. What does it take to present this service of lessons and carols? You have quite a selection of musicians at St. Paul's De Pere that help make up the choir and other musicians who present the service, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I have not done the time to take stock of how many hours the volunteers actually put in, but it is massive. It requires quite a bit of dedication. We start already late October, early November, really working in earnest on the music for this, the time that the instrumentalists put in to prepare in advance, and the weekend of, there's a big dress rehearsal on Saturday morning, only to be followed by the service in the afternoon, and then one again the next day. So it requires an extreme amount of dedication from some really wonderful people. Choristers, the fifth through eighth grade choir sings with the adults, and also the instrumentalists and all of the adults who sing. So it's quite a production, yes.
Yeah, and tell us about the lineup of who all is involved in this production of Lessons and Carols.
Right, so we have our instrumentalists of St. Paul's, strings and woodwinds primarily, and organ, of course, but also our fifth through eighth grade choristers, our singers from St. Paul's School, and the adult choir as well. And they all sing together. The choristers always join with the adults of St. Paul's. It's an intergenerational experience, which is really fabulous.
So what is your involvement in the dress rehearsal and the actual performances in these services? Do you conduct everything, or are there other people that help you too?
This is primarily where I get to wave my arms, and I love that. And it's not about me. Everyone else has the hard work. I'm just waving my arms. But primarily, that's my role at this service, is to conduct. Although occasionally Lois Etherton also will help out if I'm playing the organ in back or something. Yeah. Also.
Also a very talented musician.
Yes, indeed.
I don't think we've mentioned the date yet. When is Lessons and Carols at St. Paul's de Pere this year?
Lessons and Carols is on Saturday, December 13th at 5 p.m. and Sunday, December 14th at 4 p.m. We do that twice.
Do it twice. You get like a little breather. Take a nap, well, sleep for a few hours, and come back and do it again the next day.
That's more or less how it works, yes. It's fantastic.
It is the season.
Yes.
Just for fun, are there any kind of traditions behind the scenes for all the volunteers that are there? I mean, that's two full days, really, of music and singing. How do you take care of the voices? And are there, I don't know, behind the scenes traditions that you can share with us?
There are a few behind-the-scenes things. The one thing I can share is we have a very generous singer who always provides coffee for all of the volunteers, and we generally have some sort of treat for everybody after the rehearsal also to help get the blood sugar back up a little bit.
After rehearsal treats. I like that.
And we also have a cookie reception following each service with homemade cookies. Shout out to my wife and her mother who prepare all of the cookies.
All of the cookies?
Of course, why not?
Why haven't we had her on? That's an episode right there.
She should have come with you today to talk about the cookie selection,
yes,
along with the Lessons and Carols selections.
That may be planned out even further in advance than the music.
See, now we need to know that story. You brought up food, and Andy wants to talk about the cookies now.
I love good music.
I know. And food.
And food.
Okay, so cookie reception afterwards, that is honestly a highlight. Even as a singer who gets to perform in these services among other organizations, that cookie reception after those Christmas services is always excellent. What else do people need to know to attend? Anything else that people need to know to attend?
Sure. We're located at 12345 Manchester Road, which is near 270 and Manchester Road intersection. We're right across from the West County Center, so mall traffic can be a bit hectic at this time of year, so you may want to leave a few minutes early. You should also know that we're in the middle of a large building project, which is very exciting, but that means access to the church can be a little bit trickier than normal. But there will be drop-off zones right by the church in case you need extra help with mobility. There's parking at the north end of the lot, and there's also parking across Ballast Road at the Edward Jones parking garage. So there are several options to make it easy for entrance.
Very good. What about more information? Where would we find that?
That'd be at stpaulsdepere.org/music. There's all sorts of information about Lessons and Carols and music at St. Paul's and all the things we do there.
Can I ask what your favorite part of this whole experience is? It's the rehearsals, isn't it?
I do love the rehearsals, but that's because I love working with all of these musicians and getting to work on all this fabulous music, but also these wonderful texts that we get to proclaim through this season, and making sure that the gospel really comes through clearly as we do this.
Anything else you want to highlight today as we're wrapping up our time together?
Sure. I guess I should point out that we have many services during Advent and Christmas, but Christmas Eve, we have four services, 3, 4:30, 8, and 10:30, which is candlelight with choir and orchestra, and also Christmas Day at 10 o'clock with brass and choir. It's a big deal for us, so we're excited for that too.
Well, we're delighted to get to share that with our listeners today, and thank you for being our Church of the Week as well. We always love being able to partner with St. Paul's during this time of year. Thanks for being our guest.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You can find more information at stpaulsdepere.org/music. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Are you looking to gain practical insights and spiritual encouragement in a format that fits your life? Discover the treasures of Christ-centered learning with Concordia University, Nebraska. Utilizing an online, self-paced learning platform, Concordia Nebraska's new Studia Vitae program will offer a non-credit continuing education courses featuring lifelong learning opportunities in a variety of focused areas. Courses begin in January 2026 and registration opens soon. Learn more at cune.edu/CEU. That's cune.edu/CEU.